Welcome to your five for the day. Most of the mountains I've been on are ones where you walk to the top more than climb. You might need to support yourselves with your hands here and there, and it might be quite steep, but I don't tend to visit the kind of mountains where you need a rope and a climbing harness. People climb for a huge variety of reasons. I think the first reason people climb is because it's fun. The sense of adventure might be another thing that draws people into climbing in the beginning, but that's only part of it. Apparently, there is something special about climbing, because people create strong bonds while sharing a rope or being close to someone when they're scared. Stressful situations create strong friendships. And yet, in the more spiritual sense, who you climb a mountain with matters. Moses climbed a mountain to receive the Ten Commandments. He climbed alone. He came down with rules, and the people failed at ticking all the boxes. We have all failed too. That was the purpose of the law. It was a school teacher to bring us to Christ and to give us a right standing with God through faith. Jesus, on the other hand, invited three of his disciples to climb a mountain with him. They climbed together, and they didn't come down with rules. They descended with a revelation. The Mount of Transfiguration is the ultimate revelation of who God is. When Jesus went to the top of that mountain with Peter, James, and John, something amazing happened. Transfigured before them is Moses representing the law, Elijah, the prophets, and of course Jesus, the Son of God. Suddenly, Moses and Elijah disappear, and only Jesus is left. Then God the Father speaks from the heavens. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." That's it. Jesus completely eclipsed the law and the prophets. Jesus is the exact representation of God. He alone is who we should listen to. Everything that came before him fell short of showing us what God was really like. The law fell short. The prophets fell short. Their only job was to show us our need for the Saviour. We don't find our freedom or faith in the Old Testament. God isn't speaking to us anymore through the law and the prophets. They had their purpose in pointing us to God's Son. But now they should disappear from our gaze to know God. Jesus is enough. Jesus is all. Listen to him. I believe in the mystery and wonder of God made flesh in Jesus Christ. He is what God looks like. He is what God acts like. He is what God has to say. Truly God, he became truly man, two natures in one person. He was born of the Virgin Mary and lived among us, crucified, dead and buried. He rose on the third day, ascended to heaven, and will come again in glory and judgment. For us, he kept the law we couldn't keep. He gave us grace we didn't deserve. He took our filthy rags to give us his righteous robes. We will never overcome our sinful life by setting out each day to keep the rules. If we are to win the battle, we must take a new approach. Go up the mountain with friends. Jesus never invites you to travel alone. Live by revelation, not rules. See Jesus. Listen to Jesus. Love Jesus. Would you climb a mountain to hear Jesus preach? I'm sure you'd have thought it well worth the effort. So let's pay as much attention to his words today. Thank you for listening.